Here's what happened this morning with Stacey and Clayton.
I was reading an article about how a developer here in the city thinks that the city of Saskatoon needs to clean up some of the eyesore roadways in the city. Ottawa Drive North, Circle Drive East, Airport Drive, because some of the properties there are a little unkempt, if you will. What I found the most interesting in the article, though, and this is the bylaw-loving side of me,
yes,
is that grass on your lawn, yard, wherever, according to the city bylaw, can be no longer than 20 centimeters. Meters high.
I love how this is what you found from the story, a unique, weird bylaw, because you live for these things. You live for, like, how wide can a back alley be? Let's find out. And Stacey will go to the bylaws and figure it out.
Obviously, I know there's probably rules when it comes to, You know, you can't have a disaster of a yard, but really, exactly 20 centimeters?
I know.
Which is like 7 and something inches.
Yeah, like picture a 6-inch at Subway if they cut it a little wrong.
Yeah.
Like they don't cut it right in the middle.
Yeah.
That's what your grass can be at. And in my head, I thought 20 centimeters was way shorter than that.
Yeah, it doesn't sound like very
shorter.
Much.
Like, you picturing that, like a bunch of sandwiches on your lawn.
That's my measuring
like that.
Point, yes.
That's high grass. As the chief lawn maintenance officer here on Cruise, the CLMO, which sounds like a fancy CLR, that's blew my mind. I didn't know that. I should have, as the CLMO.
Do better.
Who's gonna really care about this bylaw? This is the backyard fire pit bylaw all over again.
Is there somebody going around with a ruler and being like, well, 23 centimeters?
And if someone is going around your neighborhood and doing that, time to move. don't just move.
Apparently, researchers, astronauts. What is it called when you like work at NASA and you investigate space?
A scientist?
Sure, let's go with that. I thought there was like a specific term. That scientist?
Space scientist.
Sure. Anyway, when the sun has a storm on it, it causes magnetic issues that affect the Earth's magnetic field that we have around it. So anytime there are solar flares and solar storms, we feel the ripples here on Earth, but they're saying that at some point we could have a once-in-a-century solar superstorm that could actually knock out the internet for all of us. Not just like, oh, there was a blip yesterday. Remember when Twitter was down for 15 minutes? This is like literally the entire world's internet toast until it gets fixed or the solar storm passes. All of us without internet at the same time.
Until we
worldwide
unplug and plug it back in again, then we're totally okay.
Probably not, but you could try that.
It always works, Stacey.
Not in the case
it
of a solar superstorm.
As Brian Fantana from Anchorman would say, 60% of the time, it works every time.
Yep.
Okay?
This is terrifying.
But when I first read the story, I was like, oh, no internet forever? Like, bye-bye, internet. See you later. Napster.
No.
Yeah, I still use Napster. What's so cool?
No, this would be something that would obviously be temporary, but it's just the fact that, like, I first was like, oh, man, no social media. Mm-hmm. Dang it. But if you think of it, it's like, no, there are businesses that literally 100% rely on the internet.
They're on the internet.
They are internet businesses.
Internet businesses.
You're right.
Yeah.
And it's also things like I read into the article, like transportation of submarine cables between different countries. Like, it's big things.
Oh, yeah.
Big things.
See, like, we just think of it as, oh, I can't go on Twitter. Can't go on TikTok. No, this is a huge deal. This is one of those when you think about it moments, right?
Like, yeah.
When you think about it, oh, we're screwed.
Mm-hmm.
That's why you never think about things,
exactly.
Right? I think I speak on behalf of the entire ginger community, though, when I say super solar storm. That's about as bad as it gets for redheads and fair-skinned people there. A solar storm? Sun's already trying to get us, Stacey. Now it's storming up against us.
Ladies and gentlemen, it's Drunk Cruise Mornings on Cruise.
This is Drunk Cruise Mornings right now. We don't even need to play
what
the clip
is it?
Anymore.
Drunk Cruise Mornings. Yeah.
What clip is this? It Drunk Cruise Mornings?
Cruise Drunk Mornings.
We can just do it live. We'll do it live. Anywho.
Wow.
Yeah.
People will measure with anything except the actual metric system. It's for me, I like the comparison to three washing machines, because I know exactly in my mind a washing machine. Mm-hmm. Yeah, three of them. Okay, perfect.
I can't picture 20 feet, but I can picture three Shaquille O'Neals.
You could probably fit two Honda Civics in that sinkhole.
That's about 18 Super Nintendos wide, I'd say.
Okay, that's very specific.
7.5 taquitos long. It's not that long.
How big was that hole that he punched in the wall? That's pretty big, like about as round as a keg of beer.
It's about 14 Bandera breads wide.
My dog turns 2 today.
Oh.
It's my dog's birthday.
Happy birthday, Kipper.
Kipper gets air horns. Hasn't had a good go of it.
She's had a
let's just say
2 years.
From year 1 to year 2, not a fun time. I think she went to the vet every single week for like 40 weeks. If you don't know, my dog had this autoimmune disease that attacked her tear ducts. We had to take her eyes out.
Mm-hmm.
We tried every eye drop under the moon.
There was a lot of drop conversations.
I calculated how much I spent on drops.
Oh, don't do that.
Oh, I did. I did. Putting the people who run that Western College of Veterinary Medicine through college. Putting them through that. You're welcome. Hey, you got to do what you got to do. We love that dog.
Yes.
We would spend twice the amount to try and save her eyes again. Just didn't happen. So this year, I think we're going to go all out for her birthday, right? Now, dog birthdays. Deep down, I'm just like, really? It's a dog. The dog doesn't know it's her birthday.
No.
She can't even see it's her birthday. The streamers are balloons. She's blind.
So true.
Like, yeah. Right? So deep down, I'm like, come on. This is so unnecessary. This is just an extra moneymaker thing, right?
But at the same time, she is a part of your family.
I know.
And so when it comes to, and like, I know you and your family traditionally haven't really done a lot for birthdays, but you love her. It's her birthday. You're happy she's here. You might as well celebrate that day.
Exactly. My wife, Brenly, by the way, loves birthdays. Like, she is the birthday queen. Anyone's birthday. Doesn't matter if she's met him twice, she's doing something for him. Should we call her live right now and see what she's going to do for my dog's birthday?
We could.
Okay. I'm just going to do it really quick here, okay? But, like, seriously, there are a lot of things planned, I think, for Kipper's birthday today.
I never got my invitation.
Good morning.
Hey, you're live, so don't swear. What do you have planned for Kipper's birthday today?
Okay, where do I begin? So this morning we woke up, we had a great breakfast. It was extra special because it's her birthday. Then we went on a birthday walk where my aunt met us, who brought Kipper a big bag of treats, her favorite kind. She even wore her flower bow to the dog park so then people would notice, which then I could open up the conversation and say, it's her birthday, which then made her feel super special, of course. We just came back from Playful Paws. Shout out to them. They love our dog just like we love our dog. She got a little cute birthday cake toy, and then her favorite treat, she got a pig ear.
So that's just there's what's happened now, by the way. We haven't even touched what's happening tonight.
And it's not even 8:30. And she got a stick, and then we're going to do some birthday playtime. Right, Kipper? She's looking at me with a head tilt, and she's saying, what's next, Mom?
All right, Brenly, you have proven the points. You have proven the points. We're that family. She's licking my leg yesterday, as she does, right? My dog's a licker. She likes licking everywhere. That sounded weird. Not everywhere. You know. You get
she's
it.
Gonna turn
you get
leg.
It. I started thinking about it. When you think about it, humans are just a salt popsicle for dogs.
Okay.
A never-ending salt popsicle for dogs. Salt so popsicle. Gross. Did we invent something awesome there?
I don't know.
Human beings? You mean dog salt popsicles?
Sure.
Just sounds funny. Salt popsicle. That's what we are, folks.
The first one is from Shelby. Bryan Adams, Kids Wanna Rock. Great song. Shelby hears, Kevin, I need ya. I got somebody's cornflake.
Kevin, Not plural, not flakes.
Single.
A single cornflake.
Hey, Kevin, I've got your cornflake. Come get it.
I need you, Kev.
Kevin.
Kev. Kevin.
What's shocking here are the actual lyrics. Got me a DJ. I got something he's got to play.
What? Okay, the last part, yeah. The first part, that's Kevin.
That is so Kevin.
That is Kevin McAllister right
Shelby.
There.
Shelby. That was great.
This next one, it's from Anthony. The Kings, the beat goes on, switching to glide. This is another one that's not even close. Like, the
we've
confused
to
lyrics
so
and the actual
times.
Lyrics. It just doesn't make sense. We hear, well, we and Anthony, switching to rye. Switching to rye. This one sounds like glide.
Glide, yeah.
But then back to ride.
Yeah.
They go back and forth throughout the entire song. And we looked at the lyrics.
Yeah, the lyrics are glide.
Every single one's glide.
You know what this is? Conspiracy theory.
Conspiracy, obviously. Ghosts.
Oh, I thought like maybe Big Rye was in on it. Big Rye.
Big Rye and Big Gin always going up against each other. Wouldn't we be Big Rye here in Saskatchewan?
I would think so.
Bigger would be Big Rye. Bigger Rye.
Okay. Oh. You've been switching to rye.
This is going off the
okay.
rails.
Okay, the last one's from Gabby. Autograph, turn up the radio. This is another weird one. Gabby hears, I feel the beat. I'm in a dress. No better place to be. Well, you know, when the mood hits you, when the beat hits you, why not?
Sundresses? Who doesn't like a nice sundress?
So flowy and comfortable.
Yeah. Nice muumuu?
The actual lyrics.
The muumuu dress?
Kind of.
Okay.
It's its own thing, I think. The actual lyrics, I feel the beat, I'm in a trance, no better place to be.
Way
that
too long.
Fun.
We're doing this again. Friday, 810-938-0963. Call or text us. You had a paper cut in your lip?
I might have just paper cut my lip.
Stacey and Clayton, weekday mornings 6 to 10 on Cruise.